You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito, coming to you from Island Community Church. God bless you. Happy Monday to your friends. Thanks for joining us here today. We're tuning into God's frequency here today. WGOD Radio. God is always broadcasting. He always has a word for you. If you go to where he speaks, the word today is going to come out of 2 Peter. Last chapter here of 2 Peter, we will be in chapter 3 here today, Monday and Tuesday. Hope everyone had a wonderful weekend. Prior to getting started with our program here today, I invite you to one of our services here. Sunday mornings, we're going through the book of Colossians, verse by verse. We are in chapter 2. You will hear the sermon from yesterday. You'll hear that play on the radio Wednesday and Thursday. Wednesday's midweek Bible study. We're in the book of 1 Corinthians. We'll be in chapter 11 this Wednesday, 6 o'clock. Island Community Church at 1000 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island. My email address is elected77@gmail.com. Reach out to me anytime if I can be of any assistance to you. IslandCommunityChurch.net is the church's website. Island Community Church is our YouTube channel. You'll see many of these sermons uploaded on there as well. So, okay, those are some of the things that are going on here at the church. We'd love to see you for one of our services. Here we go. We're in 2 Peter chapter 3.
I forget how many years ago now. I've been here almost 9. Probably 7 years ago, God sent Darren, Solana, and Sharon here. And I was trying to do everything myself. And he just came up and said to me, Lord, he says, what can I do to help you? Anything you need me to do, you just say the word. And I said, all right, how about the music? How about Sunday school? And he started the next week, and we've never looked back 8 years later. And I just want to let everyone know how much I love that man, how I would not have survived if it weren't for him. I wouldn't have quit. I just would have dropped dead from exhaustion, from trying to do everything myself. And there's never been a better associate pastor on God's green earth than Darren Solana. And I'm just so grateful for him. And that's what I meant by the elephant in the room. It's just so naked without him and his wife as well. And we know they're heading back from Ocala up in Horse Country and be back again next week. So does everyone have a handout for today? If you need one, I don't need one, but it looks like I don't have one. But if you need one, raise your hand. Me and Brent were trying to solve the world's questions this week, looking at the world out of water and in the water. We'll leave that for another day. We're wrapping up this short book here this morning, though. And I hate to say goodbye to Peter. A lot of Christians, me included, can relate to Peter. Rugged fisherman, former sinner to the core. At least he used to be, speaks what he means. He is bold and pulls no punches. And he's reckless. And actually, that's the attribute that I like the most in him. Reckless. He's like a bull in a china shop. Listen to him and what he says when you read in the Gospels. He says, I don't care if all of you people betray Jesus. I never will. I mean, that's reckless. Peter would say, I don't care if all of you, as he says, is it I? You all can ask, is it I? But Peter will say, it's not me. I would never do that, Peter says. And Peter speaks from the heart. Then with Peter and I, we can say, we have been forgiven of much. You know, people in the Bible, maybe you hear or read about them, you know, people like, and bless his heart, people like John MacArthur who come to Christ when they're like 9 months old. And then there's people like Peter or me or perhaps you that weren't quite ready at 9 months. Maybe some of you, it took even till you were a year old. But for those reasons, I can relate to Peter. You see, the scholarly part in me now relates to Paul, and that's my favorite. But the way I've lived my life, I can really relate to Peter. How God could use somebody like that, even though he was such a flagrant sinner in his life, relates to me. If God could use him, he could even use me. And believe you me, if God could use me, he could even use you. Now let's see where this fisherman is going to take us today as we wrap up his last letter to the church. We're in 2 Peter chapter 3. Let's pick it up in verse 1. Beloved, I now write to you this second epistle, in both of which I stir you up by way of reminder, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lusts and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue just as they were from the beginning of creation. And don't people do that very same thing today? The Lord says, behold, I'm coming quickly. And here we are 2,000 years later, still waiting. And the scoffers say, well, first of all, you got to see, this is prophetic. Certainly, they weren't saying that then, back in the day when he wrote this. They weren't making this complaint 5 years later. This is prophetic, pointing to our time. That's why it says scoffers will come, that's future, in the last days. And they're still living a lifestyle of sin. Let me say, still living in sin, because Jesus hasn't come back yet like they expected. I'm not going to read it. I don't have time, but I added to the handout Matthew 24:48. You'll see it on handwritten on there. Because Jesus warned about this very thing when he gave a discourse of how things are going to be when he comes back. It says your people are going to go back to doing what they were before because Jesus didn't come back when they expected him to. Let me ask the question. If you knew that Jesus was coming back in your lifetime, what, if anything, would you do different? Right? Honestly, you shouldn't do anything different. You ought to be already doing it right now. You shouldn't have to change. Well, these guys didn't think he would return in their lifetime, so they went back to, like we read last week, a dog returning to its own vomit. After September 11, 2001, the churches across America were packed. And now, the sow has gone back to wallowing in the mire. Because Jesus didn't come back when you expected him to. So these guys declare, verse 4, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep or back in the last generation, all things continue just as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they willingly forget, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of water and in the water, by which the world that then existed perished, being flooded with water. So by the way, have you noticed Peter's preoccupation with Noah? This is the third time now he's brought up Noah. Why is he so preoccupied with Noah? The first one is 1 Peter 3:18. It says, for Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, so that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive by the Spirit, by whom he went and preached to the spirits that are in prison, who formerly were disobedient, when once God waited in the days of Noah while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is, eight souls, were saved through water. And the second time, 2 Peter chapter 2, for if God did not spare the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered him in a chains of darkness to be reserved for judgment. And if he did not spare the ancient world, but he saved Noah, here he goes again with Noah. Why Noah? When was the last time you heard Paul talk about Noah? Or James? He has this in his mind. Let me go on. And he did not spare the ancient world, but he saved Noah, one of eight people, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood on the world of the ungodly. Do you notice a pattern here? Do you see how Peter ties Noah to the end of the world? This is because history repeats itself. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9, Solomon wrote, there's nothing new under the sun. That which has been is that which will be. There is nothing new under the sun. Let's add what Jesus said. You see, because Peter stumbled onto something, and I finally get it, and I'm sharing it with you. Peter is tying in what happened to Noah and in the days of Noah with when Jesus is coming back. Now let's see what the Son of God says about it. Matthew 24, verse 37. Oh, what do you know? Jesus agrees. But as the days of Noah were, so also shall the Son of Man be. Remember, Peter's linking these two. Remember that as we go on. He's linking Noah to the end of the world. Noah, what happened to Noah with what's going to happen at the end of the world? Verse 38, Matthew 24, 38. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark. Then verse 39, it says, and they did not know. So catch the condition of the world then and now. When the flood came, they did not know. They were oblivious to the judgment of God, same as they are today. Same as they are today. When you want to blame a flood that's wiping out a countryside on a political party, oh man, you better open your eyes. Don't blame that on a political party. You bet your sweet bippy climate change is real. We're going to see more about it here coming up. They did not know until the flood came and took them all away. Now he's going to tie that to us. He says, so also will it be. so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. And this is where we're at here today, church. With all the signs of Jesus' return all around us, you and I are living in the days of Noah again. Remember, history repeats itself, like I said. Now, if you read the Gospel of Luke, Jesus throws in one little tidbit that's not in any of the other Gospels. He says, not only Noah, but he says, just like it was in the days of Lot, so you'll know that my return is near. What happened in the days of Lot? Rampant homosexuality, taking over the land. And cut it out, Facebook. I got my own app. That ain't getting cut out of there. Truth is truth. Wow. No, he didn't, did he? Lord, we pray. Give me the eyes to see what I need to see here today now. Help me to read through this sermon. You've helped me prepare all week. To you be the glory. Continue to speak here this morning to this church and beyond. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Wow. The great preacher, Dr. Criswell, wrote about the days of Noah. He said the people in that day were so busy with their everyday matters that they were oblivious to the signs of the times, and they were oblivious to the coming judgment of God. All right, so what's next, Lord, in your revelation about the days of Noah? Verse 40. Notice it starts with the word then. It says, then, this is where we're at. Put your thumb on where we're at here today. Peter has spent everything that he's written letting you know that when it was in Noah's time, so it will be when Jesus comes back. Jesus has done the same thing. Now Jesus says, then, two men will be in the field. One will be taken, one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken, one will be left. The word taken is the word paralambano, means to be received near. The word left is the Greek word for a divorce. Aphiemi means to be left behind or abandoned or a divorce certificate. Which group are you in here this morning? I can tell you if you'd like. Let me look at your Facebook page and I can tell you. Are you looking for his return? How's your KRA doing this morning? That is your kingdom retirement account. Church, the days of Noah are upon us as the Lord continues. You know, I love looking at people's Facebook accounts. Some people I know, who can I single out here today? How about Robin? I get so encouraged when I read her Facebook every day. And so many other women too. You're such uplifting. You lift people up every day with something encouraging in this dark and evil world. That's what people need. They need to be lifted up and inspired before they leave their house today. Let them know someone loves them. Eh? Let them know God loves them. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. Let's go back to what Jesus said. Verse 42, he says, watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Okay, let's go down here to verse 8 of 2 Peter chapter 3. I don't even know where that went to. Verse 8. Peter says, but beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is at a day. All right, now that's a simile. Notice the words as, or sometimes you see the word like, meaning this is not a guarantee or a doctrine. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but he's long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. What a great promise that is. The Lord is not slack, or the word means slow. He's not slow. You don't have to talk him into having mercy on us, because God loves you. He is long-suffering. He's long-suffering with me. He's long-suffering with you. His desire is for people to turn from their wicked ways and to repent of their sins and to call on the name of the Lord. The long-suffering is the word macrothumia. Macro means long. Thumos means wrath or anger or even heat, like a thermos or thermostat. In Esposito vernacular, it takes them a long time to get sore. Aren't you grateful for that? He doesn't give up like we do. He's long-suffering. Now in verse 10, more prophetic teaching. The New King James heading is the day of the Lord. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burnt up. Boy, talk about climate change. Is climate change real? Now, here's a good soundbite for all of you liberals. Is climate change real? You bet your sweet bippy. You won't delete that off Facebook, will you? Pastor Paul says to you, climate change is real. It certainly is. The Bible says that the heavens, that's the sky above, the first heaven here above us, we just sang the song this morning, didn't we? With the man with the good theology, something about the sky will roll up as a scroll. That's what he means. He got it from the book of Revelation, chapter 6. That says the stars are going to fall and the sky is going to roll up like a scroll. And Peter says this, the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. The heavens will pass away with a... Any kids around here? Any dogs around here? Wham! With a great noise. Used to be this C&I dog in here that went crazy every time I did that. Hello, Nancy. Climate change. You see, the thing is with climate change, it is real, but people want to blame politicians for it, and you better look up, because there's signs from God that his return is near. Look around. Watch the news today. It's Matthew 24 is all around us. Look at what's going on in Europe. These things are designed to let you know that Jesus' return is near. Amen. Right? What'll be the sign of your coming? Ethnic group rising up against ethnic group. Earthquakes. The floods all around us. Pestilence. Have you read some of the pestilence news this week? The new scapegoats now, everyone who hasn't had the vaccine? They're now blaming everyone that hasn't had the vaccine for everything. The whole return of COVID is all because of you unvaccinated people. President Obama's head of the Health and Human Services is now saying anyone that hasn't had the vaccine should not be allowed to ever touch a child again. And they need to be quarantined by themselves. This is the scapegoat, is all those that haven't taken the vaccine. And these are just signs to let you know, behold, my return is near. Or like he said in Luke, he says, when you see all of these things, then recognize. Recognize, my return is near. He's standing even at the doors, it says, in the New American Standard. He's out of his throne, and he's standing at the doors. How will you know when this world is in turmoil? He wrote in Luke, men's hearts failing them from fear over everything that's going on in the world. Right? They're doping people up right and left in order to cope with what's going on. Okay, let me move on here.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Hello, this is Carol Esposito with WWVC 1510 AM and WMIE 91.5 FM. Our stations host a food drive each quarter to help local food pantries. This quarter, our stations will be benefiting the Christ Lutheran Church Food Pantry in Cape Canaveral. They are in need of canned chicken, tuna, Spam, fruit, soup, vegetables, as well as jars of peanut butter and jelly. We ask that all donations are new, sealed from the manufacturer, and within the date of expiration. You can drop off your donations between the hours of 9 to 2 p.m. Monday to Friday, the week of February 17th through the 21st, at our radio stations located at 1150 West King Street in Cocoa. Let us partner together, considering the needs of others and sharing the blessings God has so richly poured out upon us. We thank you for your partnership in this radio ministry as we reach out to our local communities and around the world. God bless. Thank you.